We must not yield to the temptation of relativism or of a subjectivist and selective interpretation of sacred scripture, said Pope Benedict XVI recently. Making me think in a special way of a speech he delivered to a particular group of people back in April 2006. They're the members of the Pontifical Biblical Commission, a commission which, by the way, he himself once presided. The occasion of the encounter marked the final day of their annual plenary meeting.
Cari membri della Pontificia Commissione Biblica,
during the course of which they'd gathered to discuss the relationship between the Bible and morals.
Il rapporto tra Bibbia e morale.
A topic, the Pope stressed in Italian, which not only concerns the believer but every person.
Riguarda non soltanto il credente, ma ogni persona come tale ci riguarda proprio in un tempo di crisi delle culture e crisi morale.
It concerns us, particularly at a time of cultural and moral crisis. Indeed, man's first impulse is his desire for happiness and for fulfillment in life. Today, however, many people think that this should be achieved absolutely autonomously, without any reference to God or to his law.
Senza nessun riferimento a Dio e alla sua legge.
Some have reached the point of theorizing on the absolute sovereignty of reason and freedom in the context of moral norms. They presume that these norms constitute the context of a purely human ethic. In other words, the expression of a law that man makes for himself, by himself. The advocates of this secular morality say that man as a rational being not only can, but must, decide freely on the value of his behavior.
Non solo può, ma addirittura deve decidere liberamente il valore dei suoi comportamenti.
This erroneous conviction is based on the presumed conflict between human freedom and every form of law. In fact, the Creator, because we are creatures, has inscribed his natural law, a reflection of his creative idea, in our hearts, in our very being, as a compass and inner guide for our life.
Della sua idea creatrice che si trova nel nostro cuore come bussola e misura interiore della nostra vita. E proprio per questo la Sacra Scrittura, la tradizione.
For this very reason, sacred scripture, tradition, and the magisterium of the Church tell us that the vocation and complete fulfillment of the human being are not attained by rejecting God's law, but by abiding by the new law that consists in the grace of the Holy Spirit. Together with the Word of God and the teaching of the Church, it is expressed in faith working through love.
Manifesta nella fede che opera per mezzo della carità.
And it is precisely in this acceptance of the love that comes from God that the freedom of man finds its loftiest realization. There is no contradiction between God's law and human freedom. God's law, correctly interpreted, neither attenuates nor, even less, eliminates man's freedom. On the contrary, it guarantees and fosters this freedom because, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds us, freedom attains its perfection when directed toward God, our beatitude.
La sua perfezione quando è ordinata a Dio, nostra beatitudine.
The moral law established by God in creation and confirmed in the Old Testament revelation reaches fulfillment and greatness in Christ. Jesus Christ is the way of perfection, the living and personal synthesis of perfect freedom in total obedience to God's will. The original function of the Decalogue is not abolished by the encounter with Christ, but is led to this fullness. an ethic that, in listening to revelation, also seeks to be authentically rational, finds its perfection in the encounter with Christ, who gives us the new covenant.
Trova nell'incontro con Cristo che ci dona la nuova alleanza la sua perfezione.
You've just been listening to Pope Benedict's words there to the members of the Pontifical Biblical Commission on the occasion of their annual plenary meeting, translated into English and read for us by Sean Patrick Lovett.